Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Catherine Caputa, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Catherine, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years of supporting us and for your all your great information. Self-brand, selfbrand.com, right, Catherine? That's the website?
That's it. That's the website.
They can find your books there and all the things that you do, the tips and all the great things
right.
that people depend on so much. Folks, I encourage
yeah,
you to...
I have a lot of resources there, indeed, yes.
I encourage you to please find out what Catherine has got going on. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Catherine, we're talking about this great, some great tips that you brought us from the Cousins Maine Lobster Company, a startup that went to a franchise and just took off in 5 years, got a lot of national buzz, and by doing some of the right things, some of the simple things that you talked to them about, the having a simple idea and having the right kind of a name, getting the PR lined up. Making sure you don't your product doesn't get stuck, right?
Yeah, you know, I think an important thing is, you know, they had a great idea, but you still always need to evolve your product. And I think, you know, they realized, you know, Maine lobster, you know, people don't want to eat that lobster roll day after day, but you want to keep them coming back to your truck.
Right.
So they took advantage of the fast casual trend with, you know, some additions. Again, lobster is the key thread through all of it. You know, lobster tacos, lobster
right.
tater tots with
right.
cilantro, all kinds of other products that were made with,
who would have
with
thought,
lobster.
Who would have thought lobster and macaroni and cheese? I never heard, I never would have put those together. But now they got it. They made macaroni and cheese a delicacy, didn't they? But
yes.
What's this about not being afraid to look stupid? What does that mean?
Well, you know, one thing I liked about one of the founders is he said, "Don't be afraid to look stupid." You know, they realized they didn't have all the answers. They weren't really business people. They had this Maine lobster experience, but, you know, they didn't understand the pricing fluctuation of lobster, and a lot of the franchisees were concerned about
right.
it. So they spent some time going back and talking to their different purveyors of lobster to find out how they can, about price fluctuation, how they can make things, you know, not vary as much. They also, as part of their franchise training, they require that franchisees spend a training weekend in Maine,
wow.
and they meet a lot of the, you know, lobster producers and
mm-hmm.
fishermen, and they find
that makes
out
a lot
about
of sense.
How they're caught, and so they have that whole story to bring to their truck, you know, and all the
mm-hmm.
locales they're in the United States.
Well, I like the fact when you say that, don't be afraid to look stupid. This is a really important lesson for all small business owners, because the reason I'm doing my show today, the reason I started it 20 and a half years ago, was to provide small business owners with answers to questions that they didn't have to ask somebody else, because I know that's what small business owners hate. They hate asking a question that they think everybody else ought to know when they really shouldn't.
Right.
They
right.
really shouldn't feel that way,
right.
but they do, and so they don't ask the question. And I thought, you know, what if we
right.
could start a radio show where we could answer their questions just by talking to people like you, we get these questions answered, and then they'd be a
right.
little bit smarter, and that way when they ask a question, it would be about the next level of sophistication, not the beginning level. And so thank you for helping me do that over all these years. Folks, you're not supposed to know everything. Ask people for help, right?
That's so important, because I agree. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs that are afraid to look stupid and not know the answer to something or not really understand something, so they don't ask the question. But really, the confidence to not be afraid to look stupid is very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, you know, that they leveraged was, you know, Barbara Corcoran,
mm-hmm.
and they really used her a lot to grow the business, use her contacts, get her advice. They weren't afraid to ask her stupid questions, but they realized that, you know, the lobster industry, they needed to understand that better and to build relationships, so they went out there,
right,
you know, and spent time. They were, you know, as I said, they had all moved to Los Angeles at that time.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Very important to do that. And you always need to keep the momentum going. You know, they had a lot of very successful PR. You know, it's still going on now because mm-hmm. they had this, you know, incredible track record. But they also, they have a book, which is one of the things that turned me on to them.
Mm-hmm.
Their book is called, guess what, Cousins Maine Lobster.
hey,
ma'am.
Catherine, I've got to wrap it up. This is a great report. We've gotten so much information out of it. Thank you for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Catherine Kapeter, ladies and gentlemen, selfbrand.com. That's her website. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.